Now, it's 7:30, and for the next hour, we're in the capable hands of Alan Dell.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and good evening, everyone. Once again, we have a small pile of 78s, all memories of the dance band days. The British dance band days, I stress, because I get the occasional letter or card listing American bands. I guess those must be from newcomers to this 18-year-old series. Now, first one of those past birthdays which I couldn't mark because I was preparing for my American trip and therefore had had to arrange programs somewhat in advance. Besides, Aileen Booth wrote this card after her husband's birthday, which was back in September. I'm not sure that the title is very celebratory, Mr. Booth, but your wife has suggested you've got me crying again. Jack Hilton, Pat O'Malley sings, and the pianist is Billy Munn, and the date of this Decca 78 is May the 11th, 1933.
Me crying again, you've got me sighing again. What is this love all about? I'm in, I'm out. Your kisses right from the start came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy and then somebody new looks good to you. You've got me crying again, just crying for you.
Was a Peter York arrangement, I think, of You Got Me Crying Again. I'll try to fit in that Nat Ganella request sometime, Mrs. Booth. Incidentally, there was no address on your card, and it also escaped the post office's franking machine. And I have no idea when this next card was sent. It may date back sometime, because a few much earlier leftovers got mixed in with later requests. Anyway, it comes from Muriel Athey of Dewsbury in Yorkshire, who would like me to play a record for her great friend, who loves this program, Dorothy Hampshire, in Ossett, Yorkshire. This is with thanks for all you do for Muriel, Dorothy. Since you like the dance bands and the good old songs, then I'm sure you'll enjoy Jack Jackson's orchestra and his recording from August 1935 of Red Sails in the Sunset. The vocalist is that warm-voiced Australian who came to Britain for a while in the mid-30s, Marjorie Stedefid.
sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely to me. He sailed at the dawning, all day I've been blue. Red sails in the sunset, I'm trusting in you. Swift wings you must borrow, make straight for the shore. We marry tomorrow, and he goes sailing no more. Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Carry my loved one home safely to me.
Orchestra with vocalist Marjorie Stediford. Cecil Norman was one of the two pianists, so the discographies inform us. One of them played an awful clanger in there. Mr. J.W. Sewell wrote from Ipswich in Suffolk to say that having retired some 8 months or so now, he's taken on the cooking, the washing, the housework, as his wife is a night nurse. Well, pin on your pinny and enjoy your favourite band, Lou Stone, in September 1937 with the voice of Sam Costa. And a well-known old favorite, So Rare. Don't forget to dust in the corners.
Of love and fair, sweet as the breath of air, fresh with the morning dew. So rare, you're like the sparkle of old champagne, or kids in cellophane, couldn't compare to you. You are perfection, you're my idea of all that's radiant and lovely, my dear. Oh, you're an angel, I breathe and live you with every beat of the heart that I give you. So rare, this is a heaven on earth we share, caring the way we care. Ours is a love so rare. Thank you.
Blue Stone and Sam Costa, and that nice guitarist was Sam Gilsley. A bit scratchy, that one, but it's a nice record, I think. Charlie Kenny wrote from Ilford in Essex with a photocopy of the insert to a Living Era cassette of Chick Henderson recordings with Joe Loss. And, as he says, today, November the 25th, is the closest Dance Band Days to Chick Henderson's birthday, which was November the 22nd, 1912. No doubt about it, Chick was one of the great singers of the Dance Band days. I don't have a copy of the cassette, Mr. Kenny, but that's no problem. I do have the original Regal Zonophone 78 of your choice. From February 1938, the Ross Parker waltz, The Girl in the Alice Blue Gown. Loss's orchestra, and Chick Henderson in 1938. Sally Harris writes that she used to listen to programs that I presented when I was in short pants, of course, back in the 60s, when she was in a bedsit in Bristol. Now she's in Beverly East, Yorkshire, still enjoys the music I play, thank you, and recalls that her father told her that when he was training as a skin specialist at St. Mary's in Paddington, he would go, when he could afford it, to listen to Hutch. It was probably at Quaglino's, Sally, by the way. And he particularly liked Hutch's singing of Deep Purple. So, from April 1939, not only Hutch, his voice and his piano, but also his charm music.
And as long as my heart will beat, lover, we'll always meet here in my deep purple dream. one is singing low behind the hill. I loved you long ago, I love you still. Across the years you come to me at twilight to bring me love's old thrill. When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of the memory you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though the gone, your love lives on by moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always need in my deep
music with Deep Purple. Basil Payne of Banbury in Oxfordshire was, I'm sure still is, an Evelyn Doll fan. What a red-blooded male wasn't, as a matter of fact. He would like to hear particularly My Heart Belongs to Daddy, with Ambrose, of course, cut in November 1939. The fellow tromboning all over the place is most likely to be our old friend George Chisholm.
Follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine spinning hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Da 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 And I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Ambrose and his orchestra and Evelyn Doll and George Chisholm. Robert Mack of No Stated Address asks for a non-vocal version of the Max Steiner music from the film Now Voyager. The actual title, Mr. Mack, is It Can't Be Wrong. And I agree, the opening bars are almost exactly the same as Charlie Chaplin's This Is My Song. Just about the only non-vocal British dance band version that I can find of It Can't Be Wrong is Victor Sylvester recording of 1943. Here it is. Slow foxtrot tempo, Victor Sylvester's Ballroom Orchestra, and It Can't Be Wrong. David Neves of Shepperton, Middlesex, wrote asking for something topical from 1941 for his parents, Mabel and Michael Neves, who were married on November the 22nd, 1941. In other words, they celebrated, I hope in great style, their golden wedding anniversary last Friday. Sorry I couldn't fit this in last Monday, but just a little late. Here we are. This, I think, might convey the right romantic atmosphere. Great favourite, this. Carol Gibbons, the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, and Ann Lenner in February 1941 with Room 504.
Perfect honeymoon alone with you in room 504. We turned the key in the door. We hadn't dared to ask the price. That kind of thrill can't happen twice. And you could bargain over paradise in room 504. Starlight above, the sleeping town below, and in the dark you said, my love, the dearest things I know. We don't live there anymore, but still in memory I adore the sweetest room I ever saw. Seventh heaven on the old fifth floor, our room 504.
Michael Neaves and their golden wedding anniversary, Carol Gibbons, the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, and Ann Lenner with Room 504. That's one of the most romantic of the wartime songs, I think, written by Eric Mashwitz, or the words were. Well, those are our dance band request memories for this week.